Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Is this official World Cup music, Joe?
This is the FIFA anthem.
The FIFA anthem, Bulldogs. You know it?
Not a jam I'm familiar with.
I know that Champions League music.
Right. Yeah.
We're not going to hear that.
I hope to become familiar with it in the days coming.
The FIFA anthem. I like it. Matt Reed joining us from Pro Soccer Talk here on the eve of the World Cup. Hi, Matt. We're Mike and Chris. Thanks for your time.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
What will happen in the World Cup? What are a couple of things you expect to have happen here in the coming weeks?
Where to start? I think the Spain news is obviously intriguing because it's not very often that you have a coach being fired one day before the tournament starts, and they're obviously one of the favorites to go on and win the tournament. So that's obviously big news. Messi and Ronaldo, will either of them get their first World Cup? I think that's the only thing that's a glaring miss in their trophy cabinet up until this point, is that they've done everything on the club stage. Ronaldo won the European Championships 2 years ago, so it's just a matter of whether they can finally get over that hump and hoist the World Cup. And then this is probably the first tournament in a while where there are favorites, but I don't think you really have an odds-on favorite to go on and win this thing, because there's so many deep teams in this competition. Germany, France, Belgium, Brazil, Argentina. I mean, there's a ton of teams that can really make noise, and I think especially with some of the African sides, there's some teams that are really flying under the radar that can go on and make some noise in the knockout phase.
Right, that's what I was wondering. Like, realistically, how many countries do you think could lay claim to having a legitimate chance at winning this thing? Is it really just the group that you just mentioned there, or is it a little deeper than that?
It's funny, because I was talking about this with somebody earlier today, and they were trying to equate this to the NCAA tournament, but it's the exact opposite. This is the type of competition where you rarely see teams that aren't among the favorites that go on to make noise in the tournament. There's only ever been 8 World Cup winners, 7 of which are in this tournament. Italy's the one that didn't qualify. So if you're a betting person, obviously you're going to go with the teams that have done it before. I wouldn't really say that any of the teams outside of that category really have a chance. If they were, though, it would be Portugal just because of Ronaldo. But other than that, I mean, you have the standard Brazil, Argentina, Germany, Spain.
We're talking with Matt Reed of Pro Soccer Talk here on WGR. The World Cup starts tomorrow with Russia and Saudi Arabia at 11 a.m. What is Spain doing here, Matt? I saw a headline that put it, might have been Deadspin, that put it as that they placed protocol ahead of just trying to be real here. And what was in their best interest here to go with this coach? But what? He took a job with Real Madrid yesterday, and that alienated the people who lead that club?
Yeah, so it's a really complicated situation. So Real Madrid, obviously a very highly coveted position. Zinedine Zidane just decided to step down about 2 weeks ago after he had won his third Champions League with the club, which is just unheard of in terms of the success that he's had. And then Spain's coach, Julian Lopetegui, steps in. And the news didn't leak out until apparently some of the Real Madrid players that are on the national team kind of caught wind of it, and then somebody on the team, I'm not exactly sure who, somebody that isn't a Real Madrid player also caught wind of it, and that's when the story kind of broke, and Real Madrid kind of said, we have to nip this in the bud and just go ahead and admit that we've hired him as the new manager. Spain didn't take too kindly with that, because as good as Spain is, there's a lot of dissent within the team, just in terms of you have a lot of Real Madrid players, a lot of Barcelona players, and that's arguably the biggest soccer rivalry in the world. So the national team just decided that they couldn't continue with him through the World Cup. He also wants to focus on the fact that he's starting at Real Madrid, which is a big honor. It's a big job for him. So they opted to go with their sporting director, who takes over now, Fernando Hierro.
So how much, I mean, they are one of the betting favorites, at least, well, I'm looking at these odds, and I'm not sure if they're impacted by this news or not, or reflect that this this change was made. Like, how big a deal is this? I mean, he's the manager. It seemed to be a pretty big distraction.
Yeah, it's obviously a big story, and like I said, this is something that's completely unprecedented. You don't see this happen right before a World Cup, and yes, they are one of the favorites. They still have a tremendous team, honestly one of the most deep teams in the competition. So I think I don't think they're going to be at risk of, say, missing out on the knockout rounds or anything like that, but they were my pick to go on and win the World Cup, because I think that they're probably the deepest team in this tournament. But now I actually am having some reservations about picking them, because this is a big deal. Chemistry is something that you don't really want to mess with, especially right before the biggest competition in the world. And for a lot of these guys, Andres Iniesta, Sergio Ramos, Gerard Pique, some of these guys, this could be their last go at the World Cup. And yes, they've won it before, but this is just very, very bad timing for a team that was heavy favorites to win it.
I'm also seeing now, this is a late update on this, that Spain has also fired Arsene Wenger. Very interesting. Is that funny? How did I do? Is that all right? All right.
Tremendous. I love it.
Thank you, Matt. All right. Good.
Hey, I'm curious. You mentioned the storyline of Messi and Ronaldo seeking their first titles. I'm wondering, of course, everyone has their rooting interests and, you know, nationality and whatever. Like that aside, would those two guys be like the overwhelming, like would most soccer fans eventually, if their team is knocked out, just get to, well, I'd love to see the great player win a title?
Yeah, I think this is one of the few sports where you can kind of latch onto a player, and it's especially a situation where you can really equate it to the NBA, where you've got the LeBron lovers and the Jordan lovers, because this is the classic case of you're witnessing Messi and Ronaldo, who are arguably two of the best players of all time. And you can throw guys like Pele and Maradona into the conversation, but these guys are just so far ahead of their time. It's unreal. And they continue to produce year in and year out. And they're both in their 30s now and just showing no signs of stopping. So I know a lot of people that as soon as their team's knocked out, they'll just latch on to whichever one of these guys is still in the competition.
Hey, Matt, last thing. The announcement today that North America will host the World Cup. Would you please sort of lay that out for us? What do we know? And what does it mean in soccer?
Yeah, so it's obviously a tremendous honor. This will be the second time that the U.S. has been involved in hosting a World Cup, at least on the men's side. They've hosted two women's World Cups as well. But this is, it kind of goes beyond just American soccer, because this is a North American thing. We haven't seen a situation like this before with the World Cup. This will be the first time that three nations have ever co-hosted a World Cup. The only time that two countries had ever previously done that was in 2002 when South Korea and Japan co-hosted. So this is a really cool situation. And I'm obviously, I mean, we're talking 8 years out now, so I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm obviously very excited about the prospects of it. The U.S. has a lot of good, promising players coming up, and we don't know exactly what the situation is yet because FIFA still has to vote on it, but it looks like that all three of them will be automatically in it. It doesn't take the sting out of the fact that the U.S. didn't qualify for this World Cup. Like, I just wrote a column about that this morning. And tomorrow when the tournament starts, I'm going to be pissed again that we're not in it, but it's definitely a positive step for us. And, it's a cool situation because a couple weeks ago, even 2-3 weeks ago, this thing looked like it was going to be a really close vote. And North America ended up winning this thing 134-65. So it was a complete blowout, and there were a lot of countries that voted in favor of the United bid that weren't necessarily pegged to pick us.
134-65 for Morocco. Sounds like a dream team score.
Yeah, right?
Very good. All right, Matt, thanks a lot, and I'm assuming you're going to enjoy this. I am, too. I'm excited about it. Bulldog, you are, right?
Uh-huh,
I didn't ask
sure.
you, but I'm making sure that you
yes,
are excited.
Indeed.
Yeah, and I love, and just for us working in the afternoons, it's great that it's on in the morning because we have
oh, it's nothing better than
good
meaningful
fortune.
Big-time sports that are on in the morning hours. Love it.
Yeah, cool. Thank you, Matt.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
Matt Reed is from ProSoccerTalk.com and NBC Sports as well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.